Okay.
Okay, wait. Aman, what's your last name, Aman?
My whole name is Amandeep Singh.
Amandeep Singh?
Singh, yeah.
Okay.
So,
where are you right now?
I'm in Vegas.
All right.
Sitting with my friend.
Joshua Musicate. We're in front of the Paris Hotel on a bench at the street smoking black cherry cloves and drinking Starbucks coffee. And now Aman is about to read for you.
Yeah. So, this is my feelings. This is what I understand of love. So, it starts like this. It is well said that to gauge the depth of the ocean, you have to dive in it. So I never understood love, not until now. For me, it was a worthless word, a feeling which has context to it. I guess that's the very nature of love, as the beings we love are unique. I have always confused it with respect, honor and care, and thought that it is something similar to this, but it is not. Love is a state of a human being where you don't see anything negative in a being you love. Even if you are a being of high rational and you can see some negativity, you tend to accept it, embrace it, and my friend, that's true love. Care, respect, honor are the outcomes of your love for that being. And last, the love evolves you, doesn't break you, and makes you a better human being.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So, this is, and then there is this one. Yeah, it's like my confusion between my love and my desire. So, I'm now pretty much sorted with it, but okay. Not that much. So, I just wrote this. It's addressed to that girl, but it's not, I'm not addressing it to her, but it's like it revolves around her.
Okay.
So, I love her, and that for sure. But one thing I cannot understand is my unquenchable desire for her flesh. I want to feel her. I want to touch her. I want to rub my manhood against her womanhood. I want to feel her body touching my body. Is this desire part of love which I develop for her, or it is my animal need, my thirst for sex, which is yet to be quenched? Just chatting to her for 15 minutes is enough to fill my blood with testosterone and my manhood to rise. What is this? I want to find out, so I will keep talking to her.
Nice. It's great.
Yeah, like then.
It's very erotic. But not smutty and dirty.
Dirty, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's good.
And it clearly reflects my confusion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Everyone's confusion.
Can I get a lighter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh? I don't know. Sometimes I flow with the words, and I just.
It's okay. There you go.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. In a word, pleasure.
Thank
Put
you.
Put it down.
And then
number three.
Yeah. So I just want to read. I just want to give a variety to it. Yeah. So this is for my friend. She had a breakup with her boyfriend after a four and a half years of long relationship, and she cried a lot. And she tried to gain lot much sympathy from people around her. I don't know why, but I just want to write it to her. So I wrote it, and I'm going to text it to her like within a day or so. Just trying to create a movement, and then I will text her so that she feels motivated towards her life, and she does something good with her.
Right. Good.
So this is how it starts. It is hard to say what I feel about you, as I have seen you change, and turning point was your breakup with your boyfriend. I have seen your ferocity, passion and zeal to achieve something, but now I see the fire turned off as if the flame was not yours but someone else placed in your heart. This makes me sad. What makes me more sad is that you are setting off your own flame with tears falling on it from your eyes.
Mm.
I will love to see you fall in love again, but this time with yourself. Pop yourself up from the cocoon of sorrow, as you are a butterfly meant to fly.
Nice. Nice. She's gonna love it.
She's gonna love it?
I think so, yeah.
I wanted to feel motivated. Like, I've seen her, I have worked with her on lot many events, organized different events with her, mm-hmm. and she has given a very good input on over there. But after her breakup, like, she's not doing it. I know that she has a potential, but I don't know where it is lost. Like, why? Something I even in India I have seen lot many times, like, girls do better who are in relationship rather than single girls, and I cannot understand why. Like, why cannot you love yourself?
sometimes they need that validation from someone to make them feel like, I don't know, what society is saying.
Okay.
You know, if you watch too much, for example, television and stuff, it makes you feel a certain way and trains you to think that's what you need, whether you need it or not.
Not.
And so people get caught up in that. They get confused of that because all you need is you and to be happy and at peace with you.
Exactly.
And then when you're whole yourself, then you can bring someone else in, but only if they're whole too, because it said Irving Yalom, the psychologist, psychotherapist,
okay,
he said two people never heal, two incomplete
people never
heal together. You know, you have to come, I'm paraphrasing,
okay,
you have to come to, you have to be whole yourself before you have someone else in, so then you can meet, come together and be
one, be as one,
be
like
one.
Yin and yang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So, if you love reading psychology, I am also a big fan of psychology, but I follow two, I started with Sigmund Freud.
Okay.
So, Sigmund Freud is known as the father of psychology.
Yes.
But somehow his philosophies are a bit more Western, like very scientific in their way. So then I started reading about Juran. So Sigmund Freud and Juran, so they work together a lot. But Juran has an Eastern viewpoint attached to it. So Sigmund Freud says that your behavior is governed by your past. But the Juran says that your behavior is not only governed by your past, but it also by your future aspirations, what you want to be and what you will become.
Okay.
So I feel that Sigmund Freud weighs much, I can actually find it more practical and more logical, the way of Sigmund Freud as compared to, the Juran as compared to Sigmund Freud.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously, like, everybody has aspirations, and the person tries to change himself, adapt himself to what he wants to become. So it's not just only the past which he has experienced, but it also his future goals, passions, ambitions towards his life. So definitely, it, yeah. So it governs your behavior.
Number four.
So this is about me. So I told you, like, I was more of a guy working. I used to work for like 12, 15 hours a day. I used to read a lot, but all non-fiction things about my the qualification which I had, industrial engineering and MBA.
Okay.
So I used to read a lot about them. I want to be a good professional with a good credibility, but I never explored my personal life. So I just started it like 7 months back.
Exploring your personal.
Yeah. So I set myself on this voyage a few months back to explore myself on the strange tides of life that once I always avoided. I am not saying I am coward, as I have marvelous achievements to boast of. After sailing for a few months, these strange oceans look more friendly to me thanks to the people I came across. Some guided me right, in right direction, some misguided me, and some were just like me, looking for help. I am thankful to all, as it was through them I learned about myself. I am still sailing these strange tides, looking for more pirates to come across. Some will fight, some will do trade, and best ones will parley and sail along.
That's you?
Yeah.
Where are you, Aman? Oh, it's the traffic.
Yeah.
No peace. That bus finally drove away.
It's my brother. Oops. Let me call him back. Curious like where I am.
Where are you? I'm having an interview right now.
Yeah.
He's interrupting this important interview.
Yeah.
He's Ikap. Ikyap.
Ikjap.
Ikjap.
Hello? यार मैं बिलाजियो के ऑपोजिट बैठा हूँ, यहाँ कॉफ़ी पी रहे हैं। दस अच्छा 10 बजे चेकआउट करना है। अच्छा अच्छा चल, मैं तेरे को फोन जाऊँगा। आई विल बी देयर एट 9:45। मैं तैयार हो गया, मैं आई एम रेडी, मैं तैयार हो चुका, सब कुछ कर चुका, ना अभी ले मैं, ठीक है? ओके ब्रो। Yeah, he was worried that I am ready or not. I told him, I had a body, he was sleeping. He was sleeping like a monk.
Like a monk.
Like a monk.
He was in a trance.
He was in a trance, yeah. So, this is addressed to a girl. So she was studying with me for the last 2 years, and we never had a conversation. So suddenly, at the end of the college, she had a breakup, and I don't know, like, somehow we connected. We welcomed each other, ourselves in each other's life very wholeheartedly. And I just want to write to her because we are not able to meet. Like, we are talking on WhatsApp, we are calling each other, but we are not able to meet physically. So I just want to know that I just want to meet you, spend some time with you, and build memories.
Number five.
So I will be back in India on 8th of June, and she will be back to Bangalore on 31st of May. So she is going to her job before me. Sometimes I wonder that for 2 years we were batchmates and we hardly had a conversation, but suddenly we came close. We welcomed each other wholeheartedly into our lives during the diminishing phase of our college life. Now I question fate. Why are we separated again, not spiritually, but this time geographically? This is an injustice to me, as I want to know her more, spend time with her, dance with her, build some memories to cherish. I also want her to know me, what I am, what I aspire to become. Show my vivid nature, the seeds of which I sowed very long.
Nice. Has she read that?
No, it's like you cannot send it to a girl like this only, like abruptly. So you have to create that moment. So I'm just waiting to create that moment, and then I'm going to send it. Yeah.
Gotcha.
And
create the moment.
Create the moment. Yes.
This is your advice. Yeah. Help yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll put this up on the internet. Yeah.
Yeah, you can put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will love it.
Type these up. Send them to me. I'll put them on my website.
Thank you.
You're welcome, man. Mm-hmm.
Just tag me on the post. I just I will love to see like how my words are really like people appreciate it or they question it or what kind of opinion they gave on it.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I'll make it so people can comment too.
Yeah.
Nobody goes to the website, but that's okay. They will.
It's usually there's a saying in India ke the heere ki pehchan johari ko hoti hai. So it's like the true value of diamond is recognized by the one who actually sells it.
So the true value the true value of the diamond
is recognized by the jeweler, not anyone else.
One who sells it.
Yeah.
Al Juham. I know this.
You know this?
Yeah, you ever seen the movie Jewel of the Nile?
No, I haven't seen that movie.
It's an 80s movie. And they go to find the jewel.
Okay.
And they think the jewel is a stone.
Okay.
But the jewel is a person. And so they need to save him from the evil dictator, because
okay,
he captured him to try to harness his power, and he keeps him in like this palace or wherever.
Okay.
And they wind up helping him escape. I'll message you the name. You can check it out for yourself.
I will check it out.
Yeah, because they meet up with six.
Okay.
And they have this big adventure. It's awesome.
Like I will share one interesting story with you. So I was in New York. So before coming to USA, one of my friends, she gave me this movie, Into the Wild.
Into the Wild?
Into the Wild. It's an amazing movie. It's on a real story. So this was a guy who just graduated and he was going to the Harvard Law. But he donated all his money and he said that I just want to find the truth. So he went for adventure all by himself with no money in his pocket.
Okay.
So he went to different Alaska. He went to this Grand Canyon doing kayaking over there.
Oh.
Breaking the law. Like, it was like 12 years for the permission. He said, fuck off, I'm going by my own. So just driving down the river, he went into this Mexico. Then he somehow tried to came back through trains which are moving over there.
Yeah,
so it's a wonderful movie. So when I saw it, I got this gut feeling that there's one, my friend, so I want to share it with her. So I just share it, said, you see this movie?
Yeah.
And she writes to me, wow, this is mystical, because one of her clients, when she was working at Ralph Lauren's show, somehow insisted her to read this book, Into the Wild. At that time, she was like, okay.
Oh, I know that one. Into the Wild, the book. Yeah.
So she said, I will read it and all that. And after 2 months, that customer actually couriers the book to her address. Yeah. Wow. And that book is lying over there and she haven't never read. And she said that guy was belongs to New York, and he insisted me. And now you are in New York and you are insisting me the same movie.
Yeah.
I said, you just made my day by saying that.
Yeah.
These kind of things actually spicing up your life. You enjoy these kind of mystical things happening.
And you wonder why they're happening, but it's no good to question it. Just allow it.
Allow it and enjoy it.
Because otherwise you might change it, and you don't want that. You want to see what happens. The surprise is part of the mysticism.
Yeah,
the mystery.
I love it. And yeah, this is again
number about, six.
Yeah, this is again about me.
Okay.
There is a TV serial with the name Hannibal. So Hannibal, it's basically. Hannibal is a psychologist, a very renowned psychologist in that TV serial, but he's also a cannibal by nature.
Okay.
So he's not brutal, he doesn't kill. He has a very elegant lifestyle. He welcomes people on dinner, like behaves like a normal male, but this cannibalism is attached to it. So he cannot express it openly, but he seriously wants someone to understand it.
Yeah.
Him. So I love watching Hannibal, an amazing TV show in which a psychologist who is a cannibal is in continuous search of someone who can understand him, have empathy for him and appreciate what he does. He came across a person with a pure empathy for everyone. He tries him to understand him, but with the descendants of the episodes, the person decides to leave him. I now feel the same way as Hannibal. I am too looking for someone who not only loves me but understands me and understands how I evolved, how I am going ahead, and guess that's the recognition I am looking for. The girl I loved knows me but doesn't understand me, thanks to my multidirectional approach towards life, which made me more complex yet beautiful.
And hungry to eat her.
Hungry. Not now, like after going to Sapphire. Like, I want to go to Sapphire Point because of two reasons. One is the experience, I haven't gone to strip clubs.
Okay.
Second was, like, I just want to see, like, I seriously, like, that desire was part of the love or it was something, my own sexual thing. But I'm seriously, like, I can now differentiate that my love for her and my desire for her are not the same thing. They are two different things.
Yes.
Yes.
Two
so
different
that
things.
Going out there tonight actually gave me this clarity.
It's a very important distinction. You have to come to that understanding that the exotic dancer, the experience, it's not real. No matter how, we talked about it last night, the illusion.
Illusion,
and
yeah.
The money solidifies that illusion, right? If it wasn't for the money, it would be more about maybe the love, maybe. But you go to the club and you want that love and you pay for that love, but it's temporary.
It's temporary.
And it says a lot about relationships anyway, that even if it's just for love and not money, there's still the illusion, and it could disappear.
It could disappear, yeah.
Just like anything, any relationship. I said once, not once, many times, every relationship you have ends.
Yeah.
And I've had my students said that's not true, because you keep, if someone dies, for example, you keep that connection into your own death.
See, the thing is, like, what I feel is, like, if there is a relationship, you can actually carry it long by converting it to a marriage, but at some point of time, you also feel like down the line, you also feel disconnected with your partner. And there is nothing wrong about it, because this is where the humans are. The thing is, like, marriage is a constitution which binds two people. So if you're not married and if you're living in a relationship, and I don't know, like, I haven't experienced it, I'm not expert on it, but the thing is, like, there is, like, a disconnect appears at some point of time, and there the two partners have to realize it and they have to rebuild it again. And they have to sometimes put some extra efforts to do it. And if they don't do, then automatically it will perish.
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 Yeah. Great, great word. Love disappears, love perishes.
Okay, let's see. Yeah. So this is, I wrote for that girl.
Okay.
Which I love.
Number seven. Written for the girl he loves.
Yeah. This is my first letter. I feel excited that it is addressed to you. I'm not good at writing, so I borrowed few words from my friend Henry to convey myself to you. So Henry is Henry Miller.
Henry Miller.
Yeah, I told you about him.
You did? Yeah. I've read him, yep.
Yeah, I read him, yeah. He's an amazing guy. So I thank you to make me flow the barriers which I built myself. It was you who helped me explore myself. Long lost somewhere with time. I thank you for the privileges you granted to me, to hug you, to kiss you, to say what I want to say, which no woman has ever granted. I try to reciprocate in the same manner without judgment. I know the point from where we started was different from where we are, and dear, that's life. Let me tell you something, that is how life is. But I guess the beauty of our friendship, our relationship, or whatever it is called, is that we are open to one another and accept the way we are and the way we become.
Accept ourselves.
But I know that if I write this to her, she won't understand.
She won't understand?
Yeah.
Maybe one day she will. Maybe she reads this and she says, wow, I understand. Aman is deep.
I want to go deep. I want to dive, go more into myself, explore myself, let myself out.
Writing does that to you.
Yeah, writing is helping me. Like, I started last week and see, like, I just shared this with some of my friends, like, who read a lot and all. And they said that, man, this is cool.
Yeah.
You should do it frequently.
Let's see, I saw Amy Tan speak in 2007.
Okay.
And she was talking, it was her biography, basically. She was her autobiography. She was talking about herself. And she said she was seeing a therapist, and she realized the therapist was falling asleep during their sessions. So she quit therapy and started writing instead as a form of therapy. I took that to heart, and I realized that's true. You can write, and that is your therapy, because it's purely you.
Purely you.
And anything you've experienced, and you think of yourself as, for example, a prism. You take the white light,
okay,
and you dissect it into all this other colored light.
Okay.
So you're the center of it as it comes through you. You're a conduit, and you retransmit this message that comes to you. Yeah. Clove?
Yeah.
Clove?
Who?
Clove.
What's that?
What's this?
This is clove.
These are cloves?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I never even tried it. I don't even smoke cigarettes. I'm just...
It's cherry flavored.
You're looking
here, here. I got a light.
Right.
Is that? Like, yeah, yeah.
I got it. This bus driver made me so mad I didn't even get on the bus I needed to. I was like, you're rude. I was like, just go down to here. He goes, look at this sign. I said, fuck you with your shirt.
Thanks, man.
No offense. He has a real short shirt on.
Take care.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
What? Nah. Big thing, man. He said, you guys need some bud tonight?
You?
You know, that's what he said. You need some bud. He was trying to sell us weed.
Weed?
Yeah. He didn't know what clothes were. He was to sell us weed. I love Las Vegas.
You've been living here. This is my first time, and seriously, I'm also loving it.
He says, that bus driver was... He made me so mad I got off the bus. He was wearing these short shorts. And then he said, no offense to you, because you're wearing shorts. It's like, hey, I'm on vacation. That's funny.
Yeah, like, people are funny. You came across them, they do all kinds of shit, and yeah, you just enjoy it.
People do all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
I just enjoy it.
Writing is good. Like, I'm writing about my feelings for different people, about myself. I'm actually building a clarity in my mind.
Clarity.
Like, yeah, so writing is helping me to achieve that clarity. So once I have the clarity, I can direct my energies in the right direction.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I feel. Like, if you have a clear mind, clear about yourself and what you feel, then you can actually do the right thing. And if you're, like, confused, it doesn't matter how much hard work you put, it will turn out to be a mess.
Yeah. True. Writing brings a clarity. It helps you understand yourself. One of the things about writing that helped me most was getting over my own timidity.
Okay.
My own shyness. My failures. My need to rationalize where I'm not a great person, you know? And accept that I'm just a person. Yeah.
And then I can work on myself to become a great person.
Right. Ambulance. I hope everyone's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see what happens when you write, you create that record. So it exists long after you die. And it works as your own teachings. That's what these religious tomes are through the ages.
Yeah.
Those are the teachings. So as writers, we are teachers, right? That's our responsibility.
The responsibility towards the humanity.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I'm licensed. I'm a teacher. I have a degree, a master's degree in education. So I accept this responsibility, and especially accepting others unconditionally for their diversity and their differences that make them the individuals they are. And part of being a teacher is readily being a student of your students. So you have to be ready for them to outgrow you. Mm-hmm.
And you learn from their viewpoints. Their when you teach them, they question it, they cross question it, and it's like a two-way process, and it's a never-ending process. So you have to be receptive. Mm-hmm. And if you are not, then you are not a great teacher.
Exactly. You have to be receptive, otherwise you're not a great teacher. Because the young people, you're younger than me.
Yeah, I'm
22. I'm 41. Jesus. My birthday was almost a week ago. Wonderful time I had. What am I saying? So the young people, I learned so much from them because times change. Technology changes. And we got to grow with it. That's why you see elderly people just can't adapt. And I see that, and I don't want to be like that. I want to be the person who accepts the change because it's supposed to happen.
Yeah.
And it's for the better.
Better. And they said that one thing which is constant is change. So that's...
Change is constant.
Change is constant. So everything keeps on changing.
Yeah.
And you have to learn, keep on learning. So that should be the way of life.
Mm-hmm. Always a student.
Always a student.
Yeah.
I still falling in love. People, what they do is when they don't get accepted, they don't get the reciprocation back, they become aggressive. They are like, okay, I don't want to talk to you and all this stuff. But I said, no, I want to learn myself. Yeah. I want to do it myself. So I will talk to her. No matter, I will feel down when I'm talking with her, or she might feel down while talking to me. But at some point of time, when she wants to talk to me, I will talk to her. And when I wants to talk to her, she definitely gives some response. But I think it's good. You have to understand that.
Yeah.
You cannot just say that, fuck off, I don't want to. This is not the way. This is not the way. Sometimes you have to go through it.
Mm-hmm. It's true. I was telling you, did I tell you? I was at the a gentleman's club.
Okay.
And I forgot to tip someone, but really it was, I ate the gummy bear.
Okay.
And the gummy bear relaxed me so much I forgot where I was.
Okay.
She got upset because I wasn't tipping, and I didn't even know I wasn't tipping. And so she started to lecture me.
Okay.
And I'm sitting there, I'm trying to relax, and suddenly it got very tense. And, you know, I apologized. I said I didn't mean to give you that impression. We worked through it right there. It was very, very fast. And it was so good because we came to an understanding, and we both forgave each other.
Okay.
And then I started to talk about, I'm from Las Vegas. You know, have you ever been? She's like, I've never been, but I'm going. And okay. I was like, oh, great. Well, all this stuff about me, she got really into me.
Okay.
And then she's like, well, I got to go. I got to get away from you. And I think it's because she was into me that. I don't know. But it doesn't matter because it was just two people having a moment like we are now.
No.
And I told her when she started lecturing me, I said, when we apologized or forgave each other, I said, I felt, what did I say? I was terrified. Of course, I'm very, very gummy bear stoned.
Okay. Yeah, I know.
But I'm like, I was terrified. I felt like I should leave. I wasn't really terrified, but I did feel like I should leave. I was like, what did I do? Wow, I shouldn't have come here. But I wanted to go. It's my birthday. I should have, you know, it should have been okay. And it was okay. I came around, we worked through it, and that was important because now we both have the story. I'll never see her again. She may never see me again. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, we have a story, and that's the moment. Like, you will remember, and she will remember, and look back to it and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. Look back to it and enjoy it. Learn that lesson.
Learn that lesson. Yeah.
Be the student. Learn that lesson, and teach at the same time. And that's where I was. You know. I tell them I'm an English teacher and a writer and a publisher and all these things about me, and they're like, wow, you're different. And I'm like, I know, it's a curse to be different.
Yeah, in the society it's definitely a curse to be different, because people always gauge you by all those criteria which are set by the society long back, and they don't know that those criteria need to change with time. And why you need those criteria? Like, take every person like a new experience, like take it as a new book. Like, you don't judge new book until and unless you read it. So
right?
Why you are judging a person? Just read it, go
don't,
through it.
Don't judge a person by their cover.
Cover. Yeah.
Unless they're undercover. And hopefully you can tell the difference.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you work for? Are you a spy? Everybody's a spy. Who do you work for? Who do you? Me? I work for myself. I'm an independent contractor. Who does Aman work for?
I don't work for anyone. I say work for me.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You're young and you've got your health. What would you want with a job? That's a line from a movie.
Okay.
I'll send that one to you too. I'll forward it to you.
Thank you.
How much time you got?
It's like
9:37.
I will leave in like a couple of minutes, like 2-3 minutes. So I have to be there at 9:45 or 50.
Okay.
So it's like...
Oh, you gotta go across the street.
Yeah. No, over there, straight ahead.
So oh,
it's
area.
Like 5 minutes walk. I will do the walk, look around.
Okay.
See the beauty of it for the last time.
For the last time. Well, it's all over the internet.
But the live experience is something which you cannot get over the internet.
True. Yes. I will conclude the interview here.
Yes.
This has been... Say your name again.
Aman.
Both names.
Amandeep Singh.
Amandeep Singh. Joshua Musicant.
Joshua Musicant.
Signing off. Brought to you by Luck Pusher Press. From Las Vegas.
From Las Vegas.
Nevada, USA.
Nevada, USA.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, hey, hey. Giggle, giggle.
Giggle, giggle. Giggle. Oh, my God. They love that. They love that. That's a tip. Say that to the ladies. Don't giggle. Just say giggle, giggle.